Here we are in Perek Aleph, in the first Perek of Maseches Megillah on Mishnah Tests. We continue with the Ein Bains. Ein Bain Kohen Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha L'Meruba Begadim. There's no difference between a Kohen, meaning a Kohen Gadol, who was anointed B'Shemen HaMishcha with a special anointing oil, which designates him as a Kohen Gadol, L'Meruba Begadim, versus someone who is going to serve as a Kohen Gadol. Specifically, for example, on Yom Kippurim, there are avodas, there are services in the Beis Hamikdash that can only be done by the high priest, by the Kohen Gadol. And in this case, the high priest, because of the absence of the Shemen HaMishcha in the days of the King Yoshiyahu, the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden away. So how would you designate somebody? How would you elevate them from the status of being a regular Kohen to that of being a super Kohen of a Kohen Gadol? It would be Meruba Begadim, with the increased clothing, because the standard Kohen wears four articles of clothing, whereas the uniform of the Kohen Gadol is eight garments. So there's no difference between a Kohen Gadol who was elevated to the status of Kohuna Gadola through the anointing of the oil versus someone who was only elevated to that status by the increase of clothing. Ella par haba al kol hamitzvos, a special bull which comes on all hamitzvos. What does it mean, all the mitzvos? It means that the Torah describes in the end of Parshas Vayikra that there are certain people who, if they make a mistake, they have to offer a distinct korban. A regular person who makes a mistake and violates an iser inadvertently, which ordinarily would carry the severe punishment, lo aleinu, of kares, so that would create a chiyuv, an obligation to bring a korban chatas. However, if you're not an ordinary citizen, if you're a nasi, if you're the chief, the prince of Israel, meaning the melech, or if you are a Kohen Gadol, then you have specific korbanos. So imagine a Kohen Gadol who a question arises that is potentially a violation of kares, God forbid. Let's say some kind of activity on Yom Kippurim or some kind of illicit relationship, which the question came up, is it permitted or is it prohibited? And he inadvertently assumed that it was permitted and then realizes afterwards. So he has to bring a special korban, which the Pasuk describes if this Kohen who was Mashiach will make a mistake on kol mitzvos Hashem, all the mitzvos. It doesn't mean all the mitzvos, it means any mitzvos which otherwise would have been a punishment of kares, because this was inadvertent. So this Kohen Gadol brings a special par, a special bull. However, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol who was only elevated by wearing the increased clothing, he only brings a standard sheep, or a kizba, or a se'ira, or a female goat, a female sheep, or a female goat, just like a regular person. So they're all the same, the Kohen Mashuach, B'Shemen HaMishcha, or the Meruba Begadim, either kind of Kohen Gadol, whether he was elevated in step one or step two, either one, they're the same, except the distinction of bringing the special bull, if the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, only applies to someone, a Kohen Gadol who was anointed, because the Pasuk says that it is dafka HaKohen HaMashiach. Ein bein kohen mishamesh l'kohen sha'avar. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol who serves, and then, for some reason, either he became pasul because of tumah, or some other reason why he's unfit for service right now. Ein bein, there's no difference between Kohen Mishamesh, someone who is currently serving as a Kohen Gadol, l'kohen sha'avar, as opposed to a Kohen who was a Kohen Gadol, but now is not in service. He can't be downgraded to the role of regular Kohen, because malam b'kodesh ve'ein moridim, we only elevate in Kedushim, we never go down, so you can't backtrack the guy to being a regular Kohen. He is and the status, although the Gemara in Yuma discusses what exactly is the relationship between these two Kohanim, but the Mishnah says, Ella par Yom Kippurim, the bull on Yom Kippurim, which only the current serving Kohen Gadol brings, va asiris ha'efa, and the tenth of the efa, that's what we call the minchas chavitin, the meal offering that the Kohen would bring. It's one tenth of an efa, that's a measure of flour, half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. Every Kohen Gadol who served would bring one korban that was split between the morning and the afternoon, this Asiris Ha'efa. And there's a takeaway message here, which is that the Kohen Gadol, because of his status as a permanent fixture in the Beis HaMikdash, even if he wasn't at any given moment during the day doing the avoda, during the service, but it's as if he was in the middle of the service because he started with half his carbon in the morning and finished with half of his carbon in the afternoon. Mishnah Yud. Ein bein bama gadol lebama ketana. There's no difference between a big bama and a small bama. What is a big bama? What is a bama? A bama is a mizbeach, an altar. A bama gadola means a large central communal mizbeach. For example, the mizbeach and the Mishkan. As opposed to bama ketana, that's a backyard altar. A backyard bama, anybody can build it and offer a korban in their backyard under certain circumstances, which we'll talk about, please God, tomorrow with the restrictions about bamas, when you're allowed to have bamas. But at a time when you had a bama gedola and a bama katana simultaneously, so for example, after the collapse of the Mishkan and the Pelishtim took away the Aron, so they set up a new encampment, a new Mishkan at Nov and Givon, and that was called a Bama Gedola, but at the same time, you had lots of people all throughout Israel who were offering sacrifices in their backyard. And there's no difference between them. Ela Psachim, says the Mishnah, except for Psachim, the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara explains that that's not just the Korban Pesach, which is the Paschal offering on the 14th of the afternoon of Nisan, but it's any required carbon. The carbon Pesach is a time-bound requirement. If it's a time-bound requirement, it only goes on the communal Mizbeach altogether. And that would be true for other, like the carbon Tamid that's offered every day in the morning and in the afternoon. Zeaklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah. Kol shu nidar v'nidav, anything which is a neder or nedava. Again, we said this last time in the Mishnah, is that a neder is somebody who says, I take upon this requirement on myself. A nedava is I designate this animal to be a sacrifice. Either way, those are voluntary offerings. That's karev babama. You can bring it in your backyard, bama. V'chol she'enu lo nidar v'lo nidav. It's not a voluntary offering. It's required. And that requirement has a time-bound restriction. Ain't no carve by bama. You can't bring it on your backyard bama. It must be brought in a central location. Yes, a bama, a mizbeach, a korban is a mechanism for coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a big difference between our personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in a vacuum, versus our personal connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is in a communal context. Each one of those is distinct, and there are certain things, there are certain ways that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which need to be in the presence or in the context of others, and that would be an Ibama Gedolah.